On the program today, we've been talking about the importance of sustaining and preserving our forest land in our nation, not only for the economic benefit, but for its beauty as well. On now to a recent development in the California Central Valley. The Trust for Public Land has developed a rating system called Park Score, and it measures how well the 40 largest United States cities are meeting the need for park and recreational amenities. And Fresno was ranked dead last, 40th. Now, a fairly recently organized group has a vision to change that rating. Today, I'd like you to meet Lee Ayers, the CEO and Executive Director of Tree Fresno. Welcome to our program, Lee.
Well, thank you, and glad to join you.
Just when did Tree Fresno form, and exactly why?
Well, Tree Fresno officially started in 1985, about 28 years ago. Mm. And at that time, the founders wanted to address the conspicuous absence of trees in some of the major medians and parkways in the city.
Mm. I didn't realize it had formed that long ago.
Yes, it's evolved over that time, and altogether we've planted nearly 40,000 trees.
That's wonderful. Well, with this new rating recently in the news from Park Score, as I said, Fresno was ranked dead last in terms of what, their parks and recreational amenities?
Right, that's the Trust for Public Land rating mm-hmm. that was started a year ago. And actually, when they updated it, they surveyed 50 cities, and Fresno still came in last.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a great paradox because Fresno sits in one of the most beautiful settings in the country with Yosemite National Park, Kings Canyon National Park, and Sequoia National Park right next door.
So what the Trust for Public Land is considering is the city of Fresno itself and its lack of beauty in terms of its park and recreation?
Yeah, they rated just the city of Fresno. So out of Fresno County, they rated about half of the populated area. And I think it's safe to say we have assets and beauty, but we do not have the quantity, the number of acres, the investment that would give the city a decent score.
Mm. In light of this new rating, Tree Fresno is kind of highlighted in the news then, right?
Yes. We have adopted 11 big goals, and leading off that list is a goal to raise our park score from last to the top 10 in 10 years. And we're confident that can be done with the resources we have. It's a matter of giving it a priority.
Well, tree planting obviously costs money. And Fresno, it's
right.
One of the most poverty-stricken areas not only of our state, but our nation as well, right?
Fresno has concentrations of poverty in several neighborhoods. On the other hand, there's huge resources here. Those numbers don't reflect the wealth in agriculture in this region.
Well, yes. In terms of agriculture, it's ground zero for our country. I mean, it's the salad bowl of our nation, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. And when you look at the history of a city and you say, okay, how did they get a great park system, whether it be San Francisco or New York or Chicago, usually there have been some visionary leaders, sometimes philanthropists, who have taken action at key moments. And we think that Fresno is right for that. We think that with an update of our general plan that could identify opportunities to increase the parks, that we could realize an improvement in our score if people with resources in this region decided to invest.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying the money and the community groups are there to invest the money if they know about the need, if they know about the problem?
Well, I think they know the need, but people have to be given an opportunity to make a difference. And what we're suggesting is with a updated general plan for the cities and the county that would identify ways to improve our parks, we could show people with resources how they could make a difference in this city.
Well, how do you engage the community?
Well, right now we plant lots of trees. We have hundreds of volunteers that join us all the time in planting trees and learning more about how to improve their own garden. And, of course, when we're talking about a city plan to improve the park score, it would be through a series of public meetings as well as private presentations to show people with resources how they could invest and make a difference.
Mm.
You know, Dr. Welty just completed 22 years at Fresno State. And over that time, they raised over $250 million. And what he did was craft plans and presented them to people, showing them how they could help the university. We think we need to do the same thing with our park system.
Let me ask you, do you think there is a correlation between Fresno's economic problems and its lack of beautiful landscapes there in the city?
Yes, we do. We think there's a direct relation between green spaces and community appearance and our health and prosperity. You know, we're concerned about our high obesity rates. We're concerned about our low poverty rate. And we think that if we improved our community appearance and increased the green spaces, there would be more business and investment here.
You brought up a curious angle. You mentioned the high obesity rate.
And yes.
Talk more to me about that.
Well, we've had the recent distinction of having the most frequent incidents of surgeries related to obesity of any place in the country.
In Fresno?
In Fresno County.
That's something I did not
know. I guess if you're in that business, it's a good thing, but it doesn't say much about the level of activity. Childhood obesity is, of course, a concern all across the country. We're trying to approach it through promoting safe routes to school, people being outside more, and increasing our trail system so young people and adults have a place to go outside and walk.
Hmm. So the more attractive the outdoor areas are, the more people are going to want to be outdoors, walking, running, taking their dog out, that sort of thing.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a remarkable story right here in Fresno, well, Clovis next door, where young Brianna Bond was dealing with obesity since she was born. And in December, she was interviewed on Good Morning America about her success in overcoming that challenge, losing over 70 pounds. And a lot of it was walking a trail near her home.
Wow. I wanted you to talk a little bit more about the effect you've had on the community since you've been in existence. You say you've planted 40,000 trees?
Yes. Of course, the trees did go in the medians, and a lot of them went to schools that did not have sufficient trees. And that program continues. We call it TCK. And Peepin often will earmark a donation wanting to contribute to TCK that allows us to go to an underserved school, plant trees, and conduct education about the trees.
Mm, interesting. TCK?
Is TCK.
What does that
trees
stand for?
For campuses and kids.
Oh, great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Talking about campuses, I understand you're located on a college campus, right? in Fresno?
We are. Fresno State has been our home for years, and then we kept a nursery and equipment facility here, but moved the office into the city, so to speak. And when we were reevaluating that a couple years ago, we decided it was time to move back to Fresno State, and it's been great.
Mm. And you're near the horticulture department, I understand, right?
Right. We're in the Horticulture Center, and I'm looking out the window at the area where they just harvested acres of Fresno State corn.
That's great. Let me ask you, I am sure there's ample opportunities for the public to get involved. How can they help?
Well, there are a lot of opportunities to participate in Tree Fresno. We are ramping up a new section in our website that will list those and give people an opportunity to register online. We have a new initiative called Trail Care Partnerships. And to carry that out, we are going to be forming trail care crews. And the first one to get underway will serve the Sunnyside neighborhood in Fresno along Fancher Creek. And I imagine your listeners in the Fresno area will be familiar with that area. It's a beautiful walk. And they've joined forces with Fresno County and Tree Fresno and also the High Sierra Volunteer Trail Crew to remove some trees, plant some trees, prune trees, and begin to pick up the trail on a regular basis.
That's great. So you'll have a crew assigned to that trail, assigned to its upkeep.
That's right. We've approached the Girl Scouts about participating. They're very enthusiastic. We think we're going to have about six of these partnerships that people, or trail crews that people could participate in, that will serve all different, well, all the sections of the Fresno Clovis area.
So,
and, of course, we'll continue to do our tree planting as well.
So in terms of volunteering and donating time and energy, I would imagine you're looking for people with few hours to many, many hours, right? I mean, it can fit in their lifestyle and their work schedule.
Sure. It typically involves a Saturday morning service. That would be with tree planting and with the trail care crew, or helping with the administration of our programs. And that ranges from work that we do with the school districts to public education efforts.
All right. Great. And finally, I want to ask you, how do people get in touch with you? A phone number, website?
You know, these days, the website's the best way.
All right.
You never get a busy signal there.
Yeah? What's your website?
You can go to treefresno.org, or a person can contact me by just sending me an email at lee@treefresno.org.
All right. Very good. Lee, we appreciate your time, and we wish you all the best. We sure would like to see that park score rating go up for our city, won't we?
Well, we think we will, and we think we have a great foundation to build on, and pretty soon it'll show up in the statistics, too.
Thank you for your help, Lee.
You're welcome. Thank you.